Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiera. How may I help you?
Oh, yeah. My name is Jeff. And what's the name of your company? Is it Fast Tech?
This is a third-party company, sir, so we service over thousands of products. I won't be able to tell you what company you are specifically calling for until I pull up your account. Now, may I please have your zip code?
What do you need? I've got a charge from Fast Tech.
I need your zip code, sir, to further assist you.
Okay. The zip code is 54302.
You said 543-54302.
Right.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, sir?
My name is Jeff. Last name is Rantanen. Rantanen.
Okay. Give me one moment. I'm not finding an account with the zip code. Let me put in your phone number.
I've got a charge, that I didn't in my bank account
sir,
know what it is.
One moment, sir. Can you please verify that address for me for security purposes?
It's 1150 Abrams.
City and state?
It's Green Bay.
Okay, I see the Green Bay. Is correct, but the address is wrong. Can you provide me with another one?
Clay Street.
Okay, one moment while I pull up your account. Okay, sir, I have your account pulled up. How may I help you?
Okay, I've got a couple of charges from Fast Tech, and I'm not quite sure what they are. One is on the 18th for $5.74, and one is today for $67.32. And I'm not sure what they're for.
Okay, sir, it says here that on November 17th, you pay shipping and handling $5.74 for a tactical bag.
Yes, okay, that's correct, okay.
Okay, it said that product was shipped on November 18th. Did you ever receive that item?
No, I didn't. No, not yet.
Okay, give me one moment while I track it for you. Let's see what's up with that. My sinus is acting up. Okay, sir, it still is in transit. It's in Akron, Ohio. Would you like that tracking number so you can track it anytime to look at the delivery?
Was it UPS or?
USPS, the mail truck.
Oh, mail. Okay, USPS. Okay, yeah, I'll take the tracking number.
Okay, that's 9400.
9400.
111.
111.
2062.
2062.
135.
135.
852.
852.
346.
346.
14.
14. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay. Okay, and it says here that on the same day as well, they offer you a free gift, and it was $0.00 of charge, and you chose the HeroBot. I don't know what that is. HeroBot.
What did I choose?
The HeroBot.
I'm not aware of that. Do you see? I see a charge in my bank account for $67.32 today. A pending charge.
Yes, sir. It's $67.32 for the tactical bag. I'm trying to pull up the website, so I. Did you read the terms and conditions?
It it said that the tactical bag was free. It would just pay shipping and handling.
Okay, sir. I'm trying to find the website so I can read to you the terms and conditions. But yes, the tactical bag was free. All you had to pay was shipping and handling.
Yep.
There you go, right here. Okay. I'm reading to you the terms and conditions. In addition to the $7.95 shipping and handling I am paying now, I understand and agree the following. By clicking the order now button, I will immediately be charged only $7.95 shipping and handling to ship my free Stealth Pro tactical bag, which is a welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store. I will also be charged $67.32 for my first month membership within the next 48 hours. But with the free Stealth Pro tactical bag, you will also receive a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadget Club on the web. I will receive the $125 gift card every month and will have access to direct from factory savings of hundreds of products. That my credit card would be billed $56.95 monthly for my membership. I also understand that I am free to cancel my membership at any time by simply contacting customer service at this number, and you will not be charged any further.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I was unaware of that.
Yes, sir. The terms and conditions usually be like right before you hit the checkout button or when you're putting in your card information, or most of the time it'll be at the bottom in the big fine print, well, medium print with the private policy, the terms and conditions, and the copyrighted and the all rights reserved at the bottom there altogether.
Oh, my goodness. Now, this is not good. I want to stop this immediately.
Okay, give me one moment while I cancel your account.
I appreciate your help here. What are your hours over the holiday here? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. Your account has been canceled, so you will not be billed anymore in the future. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
What are your hours over the holiday weekend?
You said what are our hours?
Correct, yeah.
We are 24 hours customer support. We don't
24
close.
24 hours. Okay, even on Thanksgiving?
Yes, sir. We're open 366 days.
Okay.
A year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There will be no more charges to my account?
Yes, sir, that is correct. I have canceled the account for you, so you will not be charged anymore in the future.
Can you send me a confirmation of the cancellation?
Yes, I will. I can't send it to you, but I will provide you with the cancellation number in 1 minute. Please hold.
Okay.
Okay, sir, I have the cancellation number. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah. No. Okay.
C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
262.
262. Yep.
Mm-hmm. 773.
773.
577.
577. And what is the name of the company?
The website name is getyourdeluxeproducts.com.
Get your deluxe products.com.
Mm-hmm.
.com. Okay. And where are they located?
I don't know, sir. I'm on the customer support, so we
okay.
service for them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Kiara.
Kiara. Okay. And you're a customer service?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, you know, there will be no more charges to my card?
Yes, sir. That is correct. You will not be charged anymore because I've canceled the account for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because I was not going to cancel my bank account.
That'll be a very long process.
Yeah, that would be not good. Yeah. Yeah, it turns out it's an expensive tactical bag.
Yes, sir. But you also, like I said, it's an online store, and you get a $125 gift card, like a little voucher, and you can save on products and purchase products
mm-hmm.
for that online store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't buy stuff online. I just, you know, money's tight now. And,
it sure is.
With the holidays mm-hmm. here and all that, I don't need surprise charges, you know, to my account.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I'll be watching my account very closely. I'll contact my bank and let them know what's going on. I have talked to them once already.
Okay, so have you filed a dispute with them?
They're aware of what's going on. It was an email that I got from Walgreens, I'm a rewards member at Walgreens, and I thought it was legitimate, and it wasn't. I let Walgreens know about it, and they said that they had heard a few other, scams.
Okay.
That's what it is. It was deceiving because I shop at Walgreens all the time. I thought it was legit, and they told me they'd never heard of that. But they had heard that there was a scam out there.
Okay. Was there?
So I got the cancellation number. If I have any questions, you guys are 24/7 customer service?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to contact my bank, and I'm going to contact Walgreens and let them know what's going on, too, because their security was supposed to get in contact with me and try to – somebody said it was a company out of Dayton, Ohio. I have no clue,
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, sir.
Okay, thanks for your help, Kiara.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, you too.